Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're in the late part of winter, even though it's spring in, 3 days here. It's back and forth with the winter weather, cold weather, warm weather, all over the place. 3 days ago, it was like 60 degrees. Then 2 days ago, there were times where I couldn't feel my fingertips. And then yesterday was, in between. Today's going to be a little bit off and on like that. And then back to winter for a bit. So, kind of all over the place when it comes to the weather, but it's looking like it's going to get cold again this upcoming week, and I'm not seeing it right now as I look, but there was a four-letter word that was thrown around about the weather this upcoming week that I heard. I don't know if it's going to happen. Oof. Heard there was a possibility of some snow this week. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen now. I'm looking at the long term, and they've kind of taken it off of that. But the other day, it was saying there was a possibility of some snow here. Yikes. That kind of just tells us, we're not ready yet for a lot of things in the soil, a lot of things in the garden, a lot of things in the yard. We're not ready yet. So we got to put the brakes on some of the things that we were doing outside. I was working in the garden center on Friday, and a lot of people were coming in looking for, getting that four step, those applications, getting them ready, wanting to put them down and saying, all right, let's go. I was like, no, not yet. No, not yet. Nope, we got to wait. We got to wait a little bit. People are getting excited. It's that last part of winter, beginning of fall. Oof, pushing it. Beginning of spring. That you just think it's, all right, we're good. But Mother Nature says, nay, nay. So we're hoping that it changes soon, but it looks like the next few weeks we're going to have some cold weather. And I don't know how that's going to go for us. So I don't want you to start putting any, fertilizers down or any of those type things yet, right? Just don't want to do it yet. We have 2 days till still spring here. I'm getting all my seasons mixed up this morning here, but we got 2 days till spring. Usually around that time, we're thinking, all right, we can start putting things down. We can start fertilizing. We can start doing a few things. Not yet. This forecast the next few weeks is making me a little nervous with anything we were thinking about. It's just there's a lot to it. There's a lot of cold. And like I said, it's looking, I mean, you can only look at a long-term forecast for so much, but the next 10 days, we're seeing a lot of lows in the low 20s or mid to low 20s, which means our garden is slowing down. It makes me nervous because this is what happens, you know, when we start to push growth on our plants, etc. All of a sudden, we get some real cold and the buds are on some of these leaves or are on the branches, I mean, and they're starting to form. You know, especially some of the fruit trees. This is what happened, you know, last year with peaches. Peaches had some growth getting pushed early, and then we had some frosts that affected the blossoms. Now, they're not blossoming right now by any means, but this is what was happening last year. It's warming up, then we got some really cold and affected, you know, the flowers, which then affect the fruit. So these cold temperatures are just not exciting, right? They're not good for what we want to do in the yard. Now, the cold temperatures, if we didn't have some of these warm-ups that we've been having, would be fine. It would just, you know, ease right into the spring. But we're at the point where we're just, it's makes me nervous. You know, the warm-ups, you know, over the past few seasons, past few years, and then the cold just is rough. You know, there's a 10 degree difference in the 10-year average of the soil temperature right now. So 10 years ago, the 10-year average is 39.5 degrees. The soil temperature yesterday was 49 degrees. We've been having these large differences in the averages here, which is showing me, you know, obviously something's going on. You know, don't want science to get in the way of a good story, but science is showing us here something's going on where the temperatures are rising earlier. I mean, they're about, I think it was 2017, there was a huge snowstorm that hit around this week, and we haven't seen snow in weeks. So the temperatures, the way they've been going, what they've been doing to our plants. I mean, our plants are going to hopefully start to get used to this a little bit and understand it. It's just when, if a flower bud were to start to pop open and then we get these cold temperatures soon, that's what makes me nervous. You know, I almost, you know, I don't even know what to think about it. It's just the ups and downs are not good for our plants, our lawn, our gardens, etc. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time today. As always, so if you have any questions, you can call us, and we will do everything we can, as always, to help you out. And for those of you listening to us on the Cape, we are on that delay. Hopefully it gets fixed very soon. But if we're on the delay, we're a week difference, right? But we're still live. We're still here. We're still able to help you out on a regular basis. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, hey, we're here to help out, do everything we can as always. You know, spring is not far away. It's literally 2 days away. We got to get excited for it and enjoy it because it's coming up. And, hey, it's St. Paddy's Day, right? It's another day to celebrate some things here. But hopefully after this week where we have some of the ups and downs temperatures, we can really get back into the garden and get back into thinking about what else we're going to do. So we'll discuss that as time permits today. Definitely if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Back in a few.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. We're just getting started. We're 2 days away from spring. It's getting exciting. It's you want to get out there. You want to do some work. You know, I've been doing a little bit of work here and there outside, just try to get back into it. But it's just hard to completely do so much, right? Because the temperature is just fluctuating so much. You just don't want to do too much, right? You don't want to overdo it where, you know, there's the possibility of doing more damage than good, right? You know, when you do some of this cleanup, do some of this yard work this time of year, you know, what are you affecting? Right? So, you know, it you got to take a second and think about it and say, not everything is warm enough yet. It's not clear enough out there. It's not, we might not just be ready for, you know, the spring yet. The weather is starting to flip to that, but there could be some other options that we should be doing. Now, you've heard me talk about, you know, the leave the leaves and the no mow May and all the efforts that are being done for the pollinators. You know, it's definitely something to be thinking about right now, because you put in a lot of this other effort to get to that point, you know, with the leave the leaves, right? We leave them all winter. But you do it so that you can protect the pollinators that are sitting there in the leaves. And then we go and clean them up in the spring. Now, I want you to try and leave them as long as possible, as long as you can. You know, it's one of those things where the look might not look great, but the benefits will outweigh that look later on when the native pollinators are actually here and when they're actually in your yard because of everything that you did. Now, I'd like to see going forward, and I don't know if it'll even be done. It's something, you know, maybe it's more of a pipe dream, but doing those fall cleanups and adding the mulch then, and then leaving the leaves on top of it. So your mulch is already done. It might be a little faded by spring, just be, you know, the sun and the snow, the rain, all that. But it'll be done and ready. And then when you remove the leaves, it's already clean. You don't have to add anything else. And you can wait. Or you do a thicker layer of mulch over your protecting, you know, to protect your plants. And we leave it later to keep the plants going, right? It's just a lot of things we need to look at. Because in thought, a lot of these processes are really good. But then when we take a deeper look into it, maybe there's some things that we need to fix with it. You know, the no-mow May, the more I read into it and think about it, the less beneficial I feel that the no-mowing of an entire yard is beneficial. I think you need to actually just find an area and do it. Because 1 month is going to affect the entire lawn, and then you're going to spend the rest of the season trying to fix it using products, fertilizers, chemicals to get rid of all the weeds that are there and overgrown and do more damage to the lawn than not. So that's why when we think about it, we might need to do it a little bit differently. So a lot of these processes are pretty cool, pretty smart, but we need to just think about it a little bit more. If you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. Nathan Wade will not be part of the prosecution in the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. He submitted his resignation following the judge's ruling Friday that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Mike Pence is not endorsing former President Trump. The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. We are getting ready for the day. Waiting for that sun to rise. It should be soon. It's going to be a little rainy this morning. But warm up a bit compared to, this morning's temperatures. It's saying we might get into the 50s. We'll see. We shall see. But upcoming week, looking like it is that February-March feel. Getting, things slow down a little bit outside, which isn't a bad thing. I've seen a lot of buds on trees and shrubs, starting to see them wake up and get ready. I just need to slow them down just a little bit with some of these cool temperatures that have been out there. I was working at the garden center on Friday, and the morning started off great, right? Started amazing. And then just kind of out of nowhere, it just started getting cold, real cold. It's like, oof, we still are in winter. Yeah, we definitely could feel it. We're still in that part. A lot of people are getting excited because we see some warm temperatures. We want to get out in the yard. We want to put some fertilizers down. And I want you to get them, yes, but I want you to wait. We need to wait to put anything else down or put anything down in the yard. I think that, the temperatures are messing with us. And, some of these cleanups can be done, but just putting fertilizers down makes me nervous. I don't want to promote too much growth, especially with just the way I'm seeing things and hearing even the possibility of snow. Right? There was a possibility, and I had seen it on my forecast two days ago. But there was a possibility of snow, It's like, oof, I don't want to push anything in the yard or garden because it could just be affected. If pushing it too much would affect like everything for the season. And that's why we don't want to do anything just yet. You know, the one things that we could do if we're excited, you know, getting ready for spring, this is the time where we should be starting our seeds inside, right? A lot of seeds at this point, you know, of your veggies can get started this upcoming week. You know, a lot of tomatoes right now, a lot of them will say this is the week to do it. Some of the bigger guys that are out there will say, you know, this week and in this next couple weeks, right? This is not something that we want to wait on. You know, I'm looking right now at a specific tomato, the Brandywine, right? An heirloom, but very common. And it says if you're going to start them from seeds indoors, the 20th to April 3rd, you know, in our specific area, you need to start them indoors. And a lot of the bigger tomatoes need that. You know, they have 85 days to maturity. So we got some time before they're really going to be out there getting done. But getting them done now is going to allow you to have fruit for most of the season. Whereas starting later, it's going to be too late. You know, it's just going to be too late. You're going to have them later in the season, right? But you're not going to have them for the full season. That's what they're trying to do here. Whereas 85 days, so let's just call it 3 months. You know, 90 days, just to make life easier. You started on the 20th. That's going to be 3 months from then when it'll really start to form and have its fruit. So we got April, May, June. So the middle to end of June is when it will start producing the majority of its fruit, and you should be able to pick them. The thing about it is it's all going to depend on weather. It's going to depend on, you know, the soil. It's going to depend on everything. But the weather is going to be the big factor. And then if we get too late into the season, say you started a month from now, and the 90 days is in July when they're really going to start producing. Well, if it gets too hot, some of the fruit might stay green for longer. We might not get everything that we want right away. It's going to need some cooler temperatures. So the idea here is to start early enough so that you can produce this fruit throughout the season. So starting indoors right now is the time we want to do that with a lot of these vegetables. You know, peppers are going to be the same way. You know, if you're using, you know, you're just going for the regular sweet green peppers, right? Those green peppers, you probably could have already started. You might want them a little earlier. Or right now is that time. So it's a perfect time to do a lot of these, you know, the bush form type vegetables to get them started indoors. Get them ready. So when you put them outside, they thrive. You know, eggplant's another one, right? Eggplant is one starting indoors this same time frame. You could have started a little earlier. But these are all things that we need to do now in order to have the fruit when we want them. You know, as always, like I say, go to the Burpee website if you want more information of when to start the specific seeds, when to transplant them outside, and when to actually plant them. Now, it's interesting. you know, just reading this, it'll say the average last frost is May 15th. But they want you to plant them outdoors May 29th. So 2 full weeks after that average last frost. I'd say it's going to depend, right? When we get closer, we'll know. But in general, that's around the time that we should be planting. It's been that way for years. They almost say, you know, they say Memorial Day is like that big weekend to get everything outside, to get everything planted, to get, you know, your veggies out there, your annuals out. And it's that second level of annuals out there, right? So these are all things we're thinking about right now. You know, coming up, starting to really think about some of the coal crops too. You know, seeing pansies out there. Some of the bulbs are out there ready to go. So it's, you know, spring is almost upon us. We're very close. 2 days away, probably less than 2 days if you did like an actual counter, right, by the hours. But we're 2 days away. So we're, you know, Mother Nature is saying, all right, I got one last winter push before we get to that next season. And so it's just seems to have happened a lot more, you know, number of years ago than it has of recent. I was talking with somebody the other day, and it was like, we always seem to have snow in March, right? We always just seem to have snow throughout that March season, that March month. Now it's like we haven't had snow in March in, I almost want to say, like, years. I'd have to do a little bit more research, but the last major storm that I remember was in 2017 during March. And that's, what, 7 years ago. It's been a while. It's good. I'm not complaining by any means. But it's just, you know, our temperatures are changing, which means the way we plant is changing as well. So we just got to keep an eye on that and make sure we do everything. You know, you can't predict Mother Nature, but you can kind of see her trends. And we need to keep an eye on that. And that's going to help depend on, determine, you know, when coal crops go out, when certain annuals go out. You know, the pansies going out, right? As long as they've been hardened off, we can get them out there. You know, planted, make them look good. So, just, you know, some things to be thinking about right now, of some things to do. It's going to be start raining here soon. From what I was reading, it might even be starting to rain. I can't see outside. But it's going to be cool this week. So just, it's, I don't know. It's all over the place, the weather, and it's affecting what we're going to be doing out there. So just keep an eye on it. And the soil temperature is up and down as well. So it's kind of, we're in that get excited period, but the wait, it's just, it's like the anticipation, right? This is the time of year where my dad used to have the artificial flowers, you know, put into containers and put them outside, you know, let everybody drive by thinking he was crazy. They all already knew that, but they would think that and say, well, he's at it again. He has those fake flowers out. But this is that time where you're like, oh, I just want to get out there and do things. And you can get out there and do things, but don't do too much. Don't push it for the yard's sake. Protect everything that you have there. The plants that are there still need some of this protection. You know, the only thing I would say that should be off would be like burlap or any of those like built, the man-made covers that go over some of your evergreens in the front of the house, the rose teepees, those types of things. We should really think about taking those off if you haven't already. You know, the sun is moving higher in the sky, which means it could be affecting the growth inside of it. You know, the longer in the season that it's covered, the less photosynthesis that happens. The browning out of the plant can happen a little bit more. So at this point, I would definitely, if you still have it in a lot of areas, maybe not northern Maine, but you know, a lot of areas taking some of that burlap off, removing it so that the sun can actually hit the plant, get it ready for the season, and allow the greening up to happen. Because we know on some of these plants, like arborvitaes, they have that winter color where they almost go into a dark, like greenish, almost brown. But we want to make sure they come back to that green, and the longer we keep the products on them, such as burlap or, you know, those types of things, the more it will affect the plant long term and the health of it. So those are definitely things we can do now. But some of the other things, not yet. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have some questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 3 hours, so plenty of time if you have some questions for us in regards to the garden. I got out there yesterday, did a little bit of work here and there. We have, I've been talking about for weeks here, a while, all the trees that we have in our yard that the tops of them are just starting to die out, right? We're just noticing that it's not doing well. And I had a tree that was hanging on for dear life. You could see it, the top of it was dead. The bottom of it had holes in it and was pretty hollow. But the middle part of it was still producing leaves and budding up. It's a type of maple, right? It was holding on for dear life. And it was already had, I'd say more than 3/4 of it had broken apart on the bottom. And the tree was leaning up against another tree. But again, part of it was still alive. Part of it was still budding. And so, we had some pretty bad wind, I want to say, maybe Monday of this past week. And it moved it closer that it would hit the kid's play structure. So I was like, all right, well, I guess it's time. So moved everything, got the tree down. And let me tell you, that middle part was still looking great. Fully budded up. The buds were swollen, ready to go. The top completely dead. The bottom, and I'd say probably 10 feet, was completely hollow. But it was just one spot that was still green and still holding on, on the bottom part. It's amazing what the trees will do to keep going, right? But it just made me look even more. There's so many trees that have this problem. And I'm in an area where the side of my house is where all the water from parts of the neighborhood will drain into, and then they go into a man-made like pond that has been overgrown for years. It just hasn't looked great in there. But this past year, there was so much water, so much rain, that it just, got completely filled and came closer to the house than from what I have heard. My neighbor even said it's the highest he's ever seen the water come up, and he's lived here for over 20 plus years. So it's interesting to see what's going on, because these trees, their roots are getting saturated, maybe too much. And so I'm going to have to start the process of just getting rid of some of these trees, because they're going to do more damage later on, right? Some of the real big trees that have been here for years are doing okay. It's the younger trees that are affected a little bit more. So I got some work cut out for me, but it was just interesting to go through yesterday and cut this tree into pieces so I could move it. Just parts are fully just destroyed by woodpeckers. And then the center is just in perfect health. You wouldn't even be able to tell. If you cut the tree down and you just cut it into sections of the trunk itself, of the diameter, and just look at it and say, if you were to just look at this section, you would say that was a perfectly healthy tree. It's so interesting what trees can do, what plants can do to hold on to that life. And it's obviously needed to come down. Could have done more damage and could have affected the kids, right? But it's so interesting to just take a step back and look at it and see, wow, it held on for as long as it could. We're going to take another break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions, give us a call. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.